Hello, my name is Destiny Miter. I'm a student at TCC, and I am here with Kim how do you say your last name?
Pao Kwa? Yeah.
Kim Pao Kwa, okay. Who is also an ESL student at TCC. We are currently at the Northeast Campus, and the date is October 22nd of 2024. The purpose of this interview is to capture the experiences of ESL students specifically here at TCC. And thank you for agreeing to this interview.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to start with some basic questions about you. So can you state where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Myanmar and also known as Burma.
Okay. And how old are you again?
Yeah, I'm 21 right now.
21. Okay. Yeah. Are you like single currently? Have a partner?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you move here?
Live?
When did you come here?
Okay, I came here on December 18, 2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel overall about the US so far?
As you know, the US is very different from my country.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is new for me.
Yeah. Okay. Are you here by yourself or with family?
I have some relative here.
Relatives?
Yeah, I stay together with them.
You stay with them?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys are pretty close then, I would assume, since
mm-hmm.
you guys live together?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you work as well, or are you just a student currently?
I'm just a student currently.
Just a student?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to work, or are you just focusing on school right now?
Right now I'm focusing on my school.
Mm-hmm.
But after getting my associate degree or something else, I might focus on my work again and make some money.
Okay. How long have you been a student at TCC?
This is my first semester.
First semester?
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
like about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. 4 months? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this semester. Why'd you choose TCC? Was there any specific reason?
Actually, before I came here to TCC,
mm-hmm.
I was studying at, the Oral Roberts University, the
mm-hmm.
ORU. And
mm-hmm.
then I transferred here. And,
uh-huh.
To be honest, it is because of the financial,
The cost?
Yeah, the cost of the tuition fees.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's why I'm at TCC.
Yeah.
So I get you there. I get you there. Okay. I do want to talk a little bit about your life whenever you were back home. So, again, any questions you want to answer, you just let me know.
Okay.
So, what city did you live in?
I live in Kalemio. It is in Sagay region.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So was that rural or city? Was it
countryside?
City. It was city?
Big
city.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you like living there? Was it
I have been there since my childhood
mm-hmm.
and then yeah.
So you grew up there?
Yeah, I grew
yeah.
up there, and then I have a lot of friends right there.
Yeah, you had a lot of
yeah.
friends. Do you still keep in touch with any of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still talking on Messenger, on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and some social platforms.
Okay. Did you grow up in a big family or small family?
Yeah. We can say big family because I have
mm-hmm.
three siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Three siblings, and then we are totally five family members.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's such a big family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, were you close to everyone growing up and everything, pretty
yeah.
close?
We're getting close. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still close.
Yeah. Did you grow up religious at all, or?
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Christian?
Yeah,
okay.
Christian.
Okay. So you still practice that here in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Christianity is big.
Yeah.
big here, so
yeah,
I figured.
Yeah.
So what was, the community like back?
Over my country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the community is so good before everything goes terrible,
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's people are very kind, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the community is very good, yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys celebrate a lot of holidays there?
Yeah.
National holidays?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have at least one special holiday per month, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We always have like at least one holiday in every month.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A lot.
Is it like the type of holidays where you like do gifts, or is it like festivals?
It's some holidays are kind of related to the religions, and some are with the national holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
There are different types of holidays.
Okay. Yeah. Is Christianity like a really popular religion there, or?
No. The most popular religion in my country is Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhism, a lot of Asian countries.
I figured if you were religious, I figured it would have been Buddhism. Is there any like specific reason why it was like why your family chose Christianity?
To be honest, like my family is Christian, and
And how much of your education did you complete there?
Yeah, like I already completed the matriculation exam, and then like I was studying medicine at medical university in my country.
Okay.
Yeah, but after the COVID-19, and then there was a military cop, and then everything was messed up, and I came here to study.
I did see, like, reading up on everything a little bit, I did see that after COVID and after the coup happened and everything, that there was a lot of students that stopped going to school. So you stopped going to school after all of that?
Yeah, they spelled me out.
They what?
They spelled me, you know, they spelled out.
Oh,
they,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. How do you feel about the quality of the education there?
Like the education is like affordable, you know. We can pay for it. If you want to study for medicine, you all things you just need is to get higher marks, to get higher grades, and then you can get into medical school, and then the price, the tuition fees are very affordable.
Affordable, that's good. Do you feel like how what you learned there, like do you feel like you learned a lot there by like the way that they taught and everything? I imagine that it's very different from here.
I have been in medical school at like 1 month, 1 year, and then I learned a lot from there.
So the education system is different. What is there, like anything that you maybe wish was like the same here as there? With like the education.
Let me figure it out. Like, I want the education must be free. In my country as well. Like in USA, like all until high school, I think it's free. Is it free? Public school of I wish my country could do
that.
Like USA.
Do they not do free public school?
Actually, they are free, but we have to go to extra tuition, you know.
So
they,
because
they do not teach very well at public schools, and then, so the reason is they didn't teach well at the school, and then, so we don't understand the lessons, and so we have to get to the tuition, their tuition.
Okay, so the public schools are not very good quality. You don't learn a lot there. Are they just like they don't get a lot of like money to do be able to do things, or do you think it's just kind of how it is?
I think like it was very good at like when the government was good, you know, like the democratic government after the coup, everything was like
It got worse. I don't know what ages you guys typically start working there. Did you ever work there, or did you ever get a job when you were working whenever you lived there, or did you just student?
Like, we don't need to work while studying, like while studying in Myanmar, in my country, because like when my country was in good era, you know, like, if one family member is working very hard, he can survive for all the family. The thing I just have to do is just going to school and focus on my study, focus on my school.
Yeah, that's the focus is more on studying than working. Very different.
Yeah, very different.
it's not the same. What's like the general opinion of the U.S.
In what field?
Just like overall, just like how
my opinion.
Well, back home, like how did they view Americans? Did they have a positive view of them, or did they kind of think negatively, or did it change after?
Yeah, all people in my country, I don't want to say all, but most people in my country, like they look up USA, you know. Look up to it, and then USA is the number one country, and they really like USA. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if maybe that would have changed with people after the coup happened. I didn't know if maybe that kind of feeling would kind of change at all, or if it's like still the same.
To be honest, like before the coup, we the students never imagined to study overseas, you know. We're just happy in our state, we're just happy in our country, we're just happy in our school, and then after the coup, we don't have any choice. And if we want to continue our like education, we just have to study abroad.
So a lot of people do that now.
Like almost all teenagers or most students try to study in USA.
Any neighboring countries or just the USA?
Just the USA. Like USA is the first priority.
I get that. So did you ever feel like unsafe whenever you were at school, like leading up to like the coup and like
everything before the coup?
Leading up to it, I mean, I would assume that like tensions were rising. And I've seen that there's been a lot of attacks on schools afterwards. Did you ever feel unsafe going to school because of that?
No. Because like the coup continues with the COVID-19, you know. So during the COVID, we can't go to school, and then we just stay home. While we are staying home, the coup happens. That's it.
Well, that's good. You said that you had siblings, right?
What's that?
You said you had siblings?
Sibling, yeah.
Yeah, are they younger or older than you?
I have one older brother, and then two of them are younger than me.
Younger than you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, did they attend public school there, or...?
Yeah, like, my elder brother is working in the Malaysia. It is neighborhood country. And then, like, my younger sister is studying the GED.
GED?
Yeah.
Here?
You know that? No, it's in my country.
Oh, in your country. Rangoon.
So she did not go to public school. And then, like, my youngest brother also go to a private school. Not public.
Okay. So, they're still there?
Yeah,
Those two siblings are? Yeah, and then your brother's in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are your parents at? Are they here or are they there?
My parents are also in Myanmar.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have any plans of like leaving, or are they wanting to stay?
I don't know about their plan exactly, but if they have opportunity to leave, I think they would leave.
They would prefer to leave.
They would prefer to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they, like, worried at all, like, about you being over here, or do they feel pretty comfortable with you being here?
Yeah, actually, they are very happy that I'm here, so that I can continue my education. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when I make some money, I can help them and I can support them financially.
Okay. Do your parents work?
My dad is a pastor, you know.
Oh, he's a pastor. Okay.
And then my mom was a school teacher, mm-hmm. a public school teacher, mm-hmm. before the coup. After the coup,
she quit.
Yeah, she quit. Uh-huh. Yeah, she quit.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Do they worry at all about your younger siblings going to school?
They wish my younger siblings to leave the country. They wish.
Okay.
Yeah.
They wish that they would leave rather than staying there.
Yeah.
Okay. Overall, how do you feel about the current state of Myanmar? How do you feel about it?
I feel so sorry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going wrong. And mm-hmm. then, there are a lot of civil wars.
Yeah.
Then some shooting into the town. A lot of things are terrible.
I've heard of a lot of attacks happening over there.
And no one is safe in Myanmar.
Really?
No one is safe.
Yeah. Do you, whenever you were there after the coup, did you ever feel unsafe going outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we travel with the bus or something, there are a lot of checkings, you know, your identity card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers just came up to your bus with some weapons,
mm-hmm.
and then check your identity or your phone, you know, your smartphone.
Yeah.
And they check all of your photos, the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And if they found something related to the coup,
mm-hmm.
then they can just arrest you.
Yeah. I heard that they would just arrest people over pretty much anything that they wanted.
They just arrest young people, mostly young people. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why they hate, but...
Yeah. I don't know if you're comfortable. Did anyone you know ever get arrested? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
I can talk about it, but I lost three of my friends during the civil war.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We went to the medical school together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. And then after 1 year happening the coup,
mm-hmm.
I saw them on the social media, and then someone posted your friend is blah 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 blah, and then I just feel very sad, and I just can't do anything. That's it.
I'm sorry about that. I'm assuming that, you know, obviously you have a lot of ill feelings about the wars and everything going on. Besides that going on, is there anything just with your country in general that you didn't like before the coup?
Before the coup. Wow.
Yeah, before the conflict. Was there anything just anything about the culture, anything? With jobs, anything like that?
I don't feel so, because before the coup,
mm-hmm.
My country is a developing country, and then
mm-hmm.
many companies and many many business groups from
mm-hmm.
international,
mm-hmm.
They make too many investment in my country, and then mm-hmm. we have a lot of job opportunities.
Oh, okay.
And then, they are well paid.
Okay.
Everything is good. What did you
like best about Myanmar?
The people.
The people? Yeah. It's a very community driven.
Yeah, it's very family community.
Okay. Very focused on family. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you miss? It doesn't have to be anything deep. Just like, you know, maybe something with like the food or, you know, the holidays or anything. Like, is there anything in specific that you're like, man, I miss having that?
Like any festival I like the most, or?
Is there any, like, do you miss the food?
Like, I miss the Burmese breakfast, you know, we call it mohinga.
Mm-hmm.
Big breakfast. There are some restaurants that have, like, that have the menu mohinga, but uh-huh. the taste is very different, you know.
Oh, okay. I feel
like these people are just making fake mohinga, you know.
I feel like a lot of that type of like ethnic food here is very Americanized. It's more towards American taste.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was there anything with like the culture? Do you miss those holidays, having those holidays every
year? Yeah, like I miss the Dinjen, the water festival.
The water festival? Yeah. I did read a little bit about that. It seems like that's a really popular one.
Yeah, it's really popular.
Uh-huh.
It usually happens in like April.
Mm-hmm.
April, and then like we have 5 consecutive holidays
mm-hmm.
for the water festival.
Oh wow.
And yeah, like all people from the town come uh-huh. up to like the road, and then like there's a big festival.
So lots of fun stuff to do. Was there like any special food you guys would eat during that time, or
like
special treat?
We make many snacks to eat.
Uh-huh.
And it's free, and then like during the festival, if you visit like any house or some house, you can just they will just feed you some snack.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very lovely culture. You know?
Yeah, that sounds great. What's your like favorite memory of over there?
Favorite memory.
Mm-hmm.
I think the day I passed the matric exam.
Oh really?
With 5 distinction.
Uh-huh.
We learned 6 subjects during the whole year, and I got 5 distinction. That day is like one of the most, how can I say, I was the most grateful day in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
That's good. Did you guys celebrate after?
Yeah, we did.
Thank you for sharing all of that with me. I know we got a little personal there with the war and everything, but thank you for talking about it. We can talk about here,
uh-huh.
how you are here. So what city are you living in currently here in America?
Tulsa. Yeah.
Okay. City. Is it bigger? Is it smaller than the city you lived in? Myanmar?
Yeah, I will say it's like smaller.
Smaller?
Yeah, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Tulsa, we don't have a lot of place to visit or to hang out.
I feel like there is some places like that, but it's uh-huh. kind of like you have to know people around there, you know. I don't even know all of it. I don't ever go to Tulsa. I feel like we just don't have like a lot of people walking around here. Was there a lot more people that were just out
mm-hmm.
and about?
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of people have licenses and cars there, or like was it mostly whenever you were older, whenever you would do that?
In my country.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, like most cars are, you know, without.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the meaning of without? Without means no license.
No license.
Cars. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They just imported through the China or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
They're just driving around. And then if the police or anyone got their car,
mm-hmm.
I got a check and they just give some money or
like bribe.
The deal. They just make the deal.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny.
Yeah, so like, do you have any like, so did you use public transport a lot back home?
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever have issues trying to travel anywhere? Do you have your license here?
Right here in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like an Oklahoma license to drive?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a car then?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know how to drive before?
No, you learned how to drive here? Yeah.
Okay. Is it, do you like being able to drive or do you prefer public transport?
No, I like being my own. I like driving my own car.
Yeah. You like driving?
Public transport.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people complain that we don't have a lot of public transportation here. I didn't know if you would feel the same way about that. Do you live like in an apartment or in a house?
In my uncle's house.
In your uncle's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Has he been living here for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's been living here for about 10 years or
For a while.
Yeah.
Did you ever visit the US prior to coming here?
No. Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah. Okay. So what was like your first impression of America when you came over?
I feel like so boring.
Boring?
Yeah. Okay.
Oklahoma's at the most.
Yeah, maybe it depends on me because I don't have a lot of friends right here. Back to my country. I play soccer and then I got a lot of friends and then, we just hanging out and then, we mix. In here in Tulsa, most people are working and
people are working. They don't
have free time.
And unfortunately, they don't focus. They don't push students to focus purely on school. They're like, you need to work and school.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel the pressure to need to do that, or like, do you live comfortably enough that you don't feel like you need to work at all? Right now,
I feel like I need to work. I need to make some money to pay my tuition fees, and then it's difficult to survive in US as international student, especially
because
the tuition fees are like two times or three times higher than the citizens. That's the main problem.
So you live with your uncle. Do you live with anyone else in his house, or is it just you guys?
My uncle, he has a family. I stay together with them.
Are you all from Myanmar, his family, or are they from here?
Yeah, they came, they're all from Myanmar as well.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know how to word that question. Is Oklahoma the only state that you've been to?
No, I have been visited to Maryland.
You've been to Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about Maryland versus Oklahoma?
Very different now.
Very different.
Let me just say very different.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, like foreigners, they don't really realize how different the states are from each other. Okay. Do you think you would prefer Maryland over Oklahoma, or do you like Oklahoma? Do you have a good impression of us here?
I think Oklahoma is a good state to live because California and Maryland, they are very good state, and the living standards are very high, and also the living expense very high as well.
We do have one of the lowest costs of living.
So in Oklahoma, the price are, as I stated before, they are affordable.
Better. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Is there anything that you like doing here?
Here in Northeast campus.
Just in Tulsa, in Oklahoma, is there anything that you like doing here? Or do you just or do you just kind of like stay at home mostly and just go
mostly
to school?
Mostly, yeah, stay at home.
You stay at home and go to school. Okay. Was there anything that like shocked you when you came here? Like a culture shock? You were like, oh my god, they do that?
Like, yeah, I feel like, oh, how can I say, like, the community.
Oh, that shocked you?
Yeah,
the difference?
The community shocked me, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They just,
yeah,
they
yeah.
just read their work, you know, they don't
yeah,
care about
yeah,
like,
yeah,
how,
yeah,
how
yeah.
people,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, so you don't think that we have a very close mm-hmm. community here?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. So obviously there's a very big difference in the communities. Is there any other like differences between us, between here in America and in Myanmar, or?
Yeah, most things are different, you know.
Most things,
yeah. Like, yeah, most things are different. Like the culture,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
living standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's different.
Yeah, everything is different. Yeah. Is there anything that you struggle to, like, understand here in terms of, like, when it comes to maybe, like, healthcare or the way our government does things
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just the way that we do things here? Is there anything that you're like, why do you guys do this?
Okay, so I want to talk about the text, you know.
No, texting?
The text, yeah. You know, I mean, the text, how do you say?
Text? Texting?
Yeah.
Or, like, are you talking about, like, texting on a phone? Texting other people?
No.
Or,
no.
Like
the business text, the
oh,
tax. The tax.
Tax. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
The
taxes.
Tax, yeah.
Okay.
The taxes, I think there are a lot of taxes, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there's a lot of taxes.
Yeah. When you
yeah.
get the paycheck, They already got taxes,
uh-huh.
and then when you buy something else, they also get
mm-hmm.
taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere you buy something, yeah,
there's
you have
always
to pay
tax.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't like that over at Myanmar.
No,
no.
In Myanmar, you just need money. Yeah,
yeah.
If
there wasn't like a tax.
Yeah,
anything?
No tax.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, if you do like big business
mm-hmm.
or big companies, you have to pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like whenever you go to the shopping center, the
there's
supermarket,
no, like,
there's no tax.
There's no like sale tax on
no.
anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they take taxes out of income as well, or
no income taxes.
Tax?
Yeah.
Well, that must be nice.
Yeah.
That
nice.
Must be how you're able to afford
yeah.
afford
in,
everything.
Yeah, in my country, like. You all get all the money you make, you know.
Oh,
you
okay.
get all the money you
that's
make.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
yeah.
Here, like.
Yeah. Here, you kind of have to calculate it.
Yeah.
You're
you just get, I think, 80% of
mm-hmm.
the money you make. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Do you celebrate any of the holidays that we have here?
Yeah.
You do?
I have been celebrating the Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there any other ones like 4th of July, Christmas, Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is a Christian holiday,
yeah,
so I assume you do.
Yeah,
you do that
yeah,
one. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving here?
Not yet.
No, you haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
or do you guys have plans for it? Thanksgiving's coming up. Do you guys have plans?
I don't. I have no idea yet.
Don't
yeah,
know yet.
Maybe or maybe
maybe
not.
Yeah. Okay. Have you celebrated 4th of July here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did
yeah.
you like it? Was it?
Yeah. Like. I was about to celebrate, but on that day,
mm-hmm.
there was the heavy rain or something.
Oh, rain?
Yeah,
it did rain this year.
Yeah, it was raining heavily.
Yeah.
I guess
stay
home.
Yeah. I don't think that we really have too many other holidays. We don't have a lot of fun holidays.
Yeah.
just the main
yeah.
ones.
Not too many celebrations.
But you said that you don't have a lot of friends here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made like a lot of friends in like your ESL class, or like have you met people elsewhere?
Yeah, all of the students, all of my classmates, we are family. Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
we are close.
You guys are kind of close.
Yeah, we're kind of close. But not that close friends, not like their close friends, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do you hang out with them outside of class? No, you just enough to like chat with each other?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We don't even just like, just we just meet only in here.
Okay.
After after the class,
we just doing our stuff.
Yeah, we just separate.
Do you have any friends outside of school then? Or
yeah, I have some friends like who play together. We play soccer together with me.
Oh, you play soccer? Okay.
Yeah, but we are not that close.
Not that close.
Yeah.
Okay. Nowhere as your friends back home, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Do you, whenever you're trying to like make friends with people, do you experience like any like cultural or like language barriers between you guys?
Yeah, like
I would assume mostly with language.
Yeah, the most difficult thing is the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like so to make friends, we have to like we need to communicate well, and yeah, if we got language barrier,
yeah, mm-hmm.
we just can't make friends, you know, because mm-hmm. we can't communicate.
Yeah. Do your friends, are they native English speakers or do they speak other languages?
They're just Zomi.
They're what?
Zomi people.
Zomi.
You don't even heard it?
No, I don't think
a lot of Zomi people are here in Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They
are also like from Myanmar mostly.
Oh, okay.
But they speak English.
Okay. Yeah. Whenever I went to high school in Jinx, there was a lot of Myanmar students.
Jinx is like zombies.
A lot. Yeah. Okay. So you don't have like a lot of issues finding friends that are from Myanmar.
In Myanmar?
Or like they're like from Myanmar, or they are, like.
They are Myanmar people who live here since they're young.
They've been here for a while.
Yeah, they've been here for a
while. Oh, okay.
They grew up here.
Oh, okay, okay. Do you notice like any differences between you guys?
Yeah, like difference, very different, you know.
Very different.
The way we think about something, our opinion. Yeah.
Very different. Yeah. They're probably a lot more Americanized.
Yeah.
Americanized. Oh, okay. Are you taking any other classes besides ESL?
Not yet. I'm planning to take it, yeah.
You're planning to? Okay.
Maybe next semester.
Next semester? What are you planning to take?
It might be nursing. To be honest, I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, well, you know, you have time.
I have time.
You're young. So you're planning to study medical here as well?
I think we might need a lot of money to join the medical university,
medical school is pretty expensive here.
Pretty expensive medical schools here. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm confusing, you know.
Do you have any issues like trying to get financial aid or scholarships or anything like money to help pay for classes or?
I don't have any scholarships.
Oh, you don't have any?
No,
financial aid either?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're pretty much relying on your family.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate because it can get really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Pretty expensive.
Yeah. Pretty expensive. So ESL is the only one that you're taking. How do you feel about our education here?
Good.
Yeah.
All people know American is the best. American has the best education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we came here to study.
So do you feel like, the way that we do colleges, like, is it really different from back in Myanmar, very different.
Yeah, very different.
Do you like it better here with the way that we do college, or do you prefer the way that college is done over there?
Yeah. I prefer the college in my country.
I mean, it sounds like they're very affordable you know, they teach you well.
Maybe later I just I may like the college system here mm-hmm. in America, but yeah, right now I still prefer my
old
college. Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about the quality of our jobs here? Do you feel like we have good quality jobs, or do you feel like
many jobs, like, as you know, here are many like job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can work and everyone can make money.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's good. I think it's good. Yeah.
Okay. Do you follow any of our politics here, or have you just kind of stayed out of it?
I'm just tired of it.
So you're like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't blame me there. It's pretty crazy. Now that you've lived here for a while now, how do you feel now versus whenever you first came?
Yeah, when I first came here, I feel like homesickness.
Homesick, yeah.
Very, like, I miss my friends, yeah, mm-hmm. I miss my family.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I just talk, like, all the nights, the whole nights with them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now I feel a little bit better.
You feel more comfortable, more adjusted.
I've been more adapted to this culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe after 5 years, I'm gonna feel very good.
Yeah. So, what do you like least about America so far?
Like,
what do you like least about us? What do you not like about us? Is there anything you don't like about us? You can be honest. You don't have to lie.
Oh, okay. So, let me think about it, because there are a lot of things I don't like.
Oh, people lie. Okay, yeah. Okay. What's the most thing? What's the thing that you don't like the most?
So let me talk about again, like, the community. You know,
uh-huh.
Many people just live on their own way. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like.
There's
the
just a lot of
very
things
much.
You don't, yeah. Okay. What do you like the most, though?
I like the most is like the credit system.
The credit system. Like credit cards.
Yeah.
And stuff?
Like credit card. Yeah. You can buy a house without money. All you have to do is just pay every month. You know, just pay monthly payment. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. Like, I like that system very much.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything that you wish that we had here, that you had back in Myanmar?
I wish American. No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we don't have to. What's so what's your favorite experience so far here?
Favorite experience is like,
mm-hmm.
Interviewing like that.
So far, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad. Let's talk about your future plans a little mm-hmm. bit. So you're planning on doing medical school so far. Is your plan right now just to kind of complete like classes here
mm-hmm.
and then figure it out from there?
My plan is to get maybe I might study like the nursing
mm-hmm.
and then after graduation mm-hmm. I might be a nurse
mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We always need nurses. So are you planning to stay in the US for the rest of your life, or are you kinda
It's like 50-50, you know.
50-50?
Yeah,
just kind of depends.
Yeah, if the situation in my country
gets better,
I might back to my country.
You'd go back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you planning to, like, if you stay in the US for a while, do you want to stay in Oklahoma the whole time?
No.
Or would you want to move
to
a different state?
Yeah, I don't want to move, but I just want to travel.
You want to travel?
Yeah,
okay.
Travel.
Yeah.
Difference.
It's a big country. You got a lot of places to visit. Yeah, you got a lot of places to visit. Okay. Since you would consider moving back if the situation got better there,
mm-hmm.
would you consider starting a family here? Or would you kind of wait until, like, would you rather start a family here, or would you want to start a family in Myanmar?
I want my parents here just to mm-hmm. visit, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them getting old here, because
you don't want everyone
to live
here.
Yeah, they may be uh-huh. very lonely.
Uh-huh.
They may feel very loneliness, and they may get depression, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like, as we see, like, old people just can't work, and then
mm-hmm.
they just stay home, and nobody
mm-hmm.
can give their free time
mm-hmm.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I don't want to see my parents like that.
Yeah. Do you think that you would get married here in the U.S. and have kids here, or would you rather? Like, I'm just asking,
yeah,
you know. Like,
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet. Well, you know, again, you're young, so, you know, I mean, it
yeah.
makes sense. So you're planning to do nursing. If you moved back, do you think that you would visit the U.S. again?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, the first thing is, I'm not sure when I can get back to my country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like, it might depend on when I was in my country, when I will be in my country.
Okay. Do you miss living in Myanmar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. Do you think that if you moved back, do you think that you would miss living here? Or do you think you'd be like, nah, I'd be okay. You think you'd
be
okay. I would assume, since, you know, you said that you didn't really like stuff here. So I figured, I want to talk a little bit more about you as an ESL student. Kind of backtrack a little bit. How do you feel about being an ESL student?
It's fun.
Did you learn any English in Myanmar?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you feel about your English before you came here? Do you feel like you were pretty good at English?
Yeah, like I feel like I was good in, like, writing grammar or, yeah,
mm-hmm.
like listening or reading, but
not so much speaking.
I was very bad at speaking.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
How do you
right
feel?
Right now, it's also not good enough.
No, you don't feel good enough? Is there anything that you do feel confident in with English? Like, do you feel confident in your writing, your reading,
uh-huh.
your listening, or, like, do you feel good about those besides your speaking?
I feel like I'm getting better studying
mm-hmm.
here
mm-hmm.
in TCC.
Yeah. Is there anything that you're struggling with English specifically? Like, pronouncing certain...
sometimes... As
the
pronunciation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm assuming the languages are very, very different.
Very different.
Yeah. And I feel like some of the sounds you would probably see in alphabet may
mm-hmm.
sound different.
Yeah.
So it
kind of
is a hard...
Z? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In my country, we call it Z.
Z?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, like, do you have issues? Like, do you sometimes pronounce things kind of how you would back home
mm-hmm.
versus here? Do you do that ever? Like, pronounce things
mm-hmm.
with, like, thinking about the alphabet home in Myanmar?
No.
I've
never
thought about it. Well, you know, I mean, I've known people who, like, confuse it. Do you feel like you're treated differently at all being an ESL student, not knowing English very well? Or do you feel like you're pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same. Okay. Well, that's good.
Great.
That's good. So your ESL class seems pretty diverse. Is there, like, a lot of language barriers between you guys if you guys try to talk to each other?
We're still good, you know.
Talk.
We can still talk.
Do you have any, like, you know, if you want this interview to come out, is there, like, any advice that you would give ESL students when it comes
to this interview?
Yeah, like, is there any advice that you would give, like, an ESL student, like, coming over, learning English here? Like, is there any advice that you would give them that you wish you had?
Okay, like, my advice for new ESL students is,
uh-huh.
like, to, like, make sure that you're good at English in four skills. Otherwise, you will get trouble in studying other majors or subjects, you know.
Okay, like get pretty decent at English
before trying any other majors. Uh-huh. Just focus on the English first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
take your time.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything that you feel like we've missed? Is there anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to add?
Yeah, there's nothing I don't want to talk about. Yeah, I can talk everything about it.
Yeah. Is there anything in specific that you want to touch on? Is there anything that you would say that you would want to say to anyone that might listen to this interview? Anything you want to say, just like in general? No pressure. If you don't have anything to say, that's fine.
The reason is I don't know how kinds of people are listening to this
interview.
Don't know what advice to give them.
Understandable. That's pretty much everything that I had to ask for you. Is there any questions you have for me or anything?
So when will you graduate?
When will I graduate?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I've kind of been in and out of school and everything due to personal reasons and working and everything. So I've been in and out. No, nothing pertaining to the interview or anything. Okay. All right. Thank you for thank you for the interview. It was really interesting hearing what you had to say and the differences and everything. Because I did grow up knowing my Myanmar people, but I didn't really know a lot about Myanmar because a lot of them had been here since they were young. So it was very interesting, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one.